Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Happy Wednesday. We had a really big week leading up to the U.S. Open conclusion on Sunday night. So much going on, and then here we are just a couple of weeks away from the 4th of July weekend and tomorrow's federal holiday, Juneteenth. And every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, we're joined by the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, I know that the U.S. Open at Oakmont had an impact around, and this is part of what we talk about all the time, is the region and how it's perceived and how these things can help all the other things that are going on.
They do. And obviously the spotlight on Oakmont but on Pittsburgh. And I think that, you know, that video that was narrated by Michael Keaton really showed a lot about what Pittsburgh was. The tradition and the heritage, and you know, we'll see a lot of that a little under a year from now when the NFL draft comes to town, and it is a way to show off some of the great things we have in this region.
And talking to Bob Ford, who for 37 years was the pro, Devin Gee is now at Oakmont. This was Bob Ford's 6th U.S. Open, and he's the official starter for the Opens, by the way. He's a USGA Hall of Famer. What a classy guy, you know, Bob Ford. And he was saying it's exponential how they had ramped up. They basically built a city around the golf course.
They really did. And I, you know, I've gone to many of them. I didn't go to this one, but I've gone to many of them over the years. And it, not that it wasn't big before in the 80s and 90s, and even the one that was here in 2000, I was like 7 or 8. But it's really ramped up, as you said, the way the whole town of Oakmont and Plum and the communities have really figured out how to try to manage the traffic, because Halton Road doesn't get bigger. It's just, it's a two-lane road, right, that leads up into Oakmont and into the country club. But it, you know, they take such pride in the great history. And when you think about the great champions who have won, you know, Johnny Miller, the great Nicholas Palmer in the early 60s, Ben Hogan. I mean, you're talking about the iconic names in golf. And then when that putt on 18 dropped, that was just magical. It really was
magic for J.J. Spahn, who was a 150-to-1 odd now winner,
yeah,
in the tournament. Thought about giving up this year. His professional days might be over, and he won $4.3 million and got all these exemptions, so he'll be playing a lot of golf. That said, any takeaway lessons to be learned that we can use for the draft?
Well, you know, you're managing traffic, and you're going to have, you know, a little different situation, but you're going to be bringing hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people into, in essence, a small area, the Point, or the North Shore, and how to get folks in and out of there with shuttles and those type of things. I'm sure the NFL and the Steelers and some of the folks in Visit Pittsburgh were taking some notes and watching this. And the planning, of course, has already been going on for the NFL draft, and in many ways starting to become execution as they start to give out contracts and for different companies that will be providing some of the services for the NFL. So it's a little bit different, but in many ways there'll be a lot of similarities in that the hotels will be filled, the Uber drivers will be busy, the restaurants will be filled, and just in a different location.
Do we know yet what kind of economic impact the Open had in the region?
You kept hearing numbers like $200 million, $100 to $200 million.
That seems, after seeing what they did, that wouldn't surprise me.
It's hard to say. I mean, Visit Pittsburgh probably can do some things as far as hotel rooms, those type of things. I'm sure the airport probably has some incoming travel numbers that would show maybe a little bit of a difference than you would normally have for that, the middle of June. And you could probably extrapolate and do some things like that. And I know, we started to see, some of the folks in Oakmont were not happy. Some of the businesses felt that they were overlooked or bypassed, whatever it might be. And those things typically always happen. I mean, I think you'll see downtown again next year. A lot of things will shut down for a few days, and,
right.
and not the restaurants and the hotels, but maybe other venues, shows, things like that. So there will be people that will be benefiting, but there will be some people that will be, quote unquote, inconvenienced.
Hey, while we're talking about sports, T.J. McConnell, this young man, Char Valley, from the great McConnell family, and you know very well personally their
yep.
history, and the fact that he's in the NBA for 10 years and playing in a final where he came off the bench and scored 18 points. Now, the Pacers didn't lose in the last game. They might be eliminated if they don't win. But he has been tremendous, and that's rarefied air for Pittsburghers in an NBA final.
It really is. And Pittsburgh, obviously, with a great, great sports tradition. Almost every year we probably have somebody who's on a Super Bowl winning team who's played high school or college football here in Pittsburgh. But on the NBA finals, that's been kind of rare. Mike White did a story a couple weeks ago about some of the ones who have made it. It's a very small number. So for TJ and the McConnell family, not only to be in the NBA finals, but as you said, when the star Halliburton is now, maybe hobbled and not be able, and they put TJ in, and he did a heck of a job in the other night. And now as they go into game six, he might even start. And he's
so
been literally a lifelong sixth player and, defensive player of the year and some of the things that, he's really been able to do. But, for to be in your early 30s and still be playing and still be effective isn't all that common in the NBA.
And the fact that at one point people suggested, he's probably too small to play at Duquesne, where he started,
yes.
and then, of course, went out to Arizona and then in the NBA. And this year, all the while, his sister,
yes.
Meg, is in the WNBA. And so this is...
And one of the starts was his aunt, Susie, was one of the premier players in the WNBA when the WNBA was just getting started, an Olympic gold medalist, And of all the records that Caitlin Clark has broken, the one she hasn't broken is the all-time assist record that's held by Aunt Susie.
How about
at Penn
that?
State.
And I even took the kids up to Cleveland when she was playing professionally in a playoff game. So the great McConnell family, the tradition continues. TJ McConnell has been sensational. Coming up, want to talk about summer fairs. County fairs are here.
We're coming. The season is finally coming, and hopefully the weather will cooperate.
To our conversation with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and we mentioned, Rich, last week there are going to be a whole bunch of county fairs, and since under your watch are 10 counties, there are plenty to choose from.
They are exciting, the county fairs that we have in and around this region. Obviously, we don't have any in Pittsburgh or Allegheny County. We used to many, many years ago, but in Butler and Westmoreland and Washington and Armstrong, et cetera, they really are the tremendous, tremendous community outpouring and people show up. And the big Butler one usually kicks it off in late June. So in about 10 days from now, we'll see that one kick off, the big Butler Fair. And they're exciting.
We used to go there and broadcast live. I told you, John Shumway, he was a big 4-H'er as a Cub Scout and then Boy Scout. He loved hanging out with the chickens. I told them the chickens and the pigs. But that's all part of it is the community. Butler, as I learned on this show from you and your guests, Butler County has more manufacturing than any county in the state.
Exactly.
And you go, well, where is all that? But then you have this expanse of rural area and a lot of farmland and farmers.
Yes, and you have land that's obviously available, sometimes available economically, and you can get location. And you have folks in these communities that are just great, great workers that show up every day and do their job. And then for the, again, back to the county fairs, this is a great way. If you live in the city, got your kids, your grandkids, it'll take a 45-minute drive, and it's a little bit of a staycation. You get to go out and enjoy the day, enjoy the evening, see some good, maybe some good acts, some good musical acts that might be there, and let your kids just have a lot of fun.
It goes back to a time when, you know, counties, really, that was the big event of the year.
It really was, and the pride that people take in, you know, and they have obviously the different contests, the baking pie contest and the beautiful structure contest and all of art contests and just different things that bring people together, and the school districts and the school kids get together again with some of the folks that have been doing it for many, many years, and they kind of build upon themselves. But it really is an exciting time, and it's really something for summer that I think a lot of us look forward to.
Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to meet the CEO of a company that's doing some pretty amazing things at the new airport, you told me. Little teaser, robotics.
Robotics is coming, and with Christina and her team out there have always been about innovation, you know, always about, you know, what can improve the passenger experience and what can improve things for airports, and we're going to see where Pittsburgh's robotics and air travel can come together and work.
In your previous life as the Allegheny County executive for a dozen years, budgets were so important, obviously. You never had to raise our taxes, thank you. But in the uncertainty now, in particular with Medicaid, explain how Medicaid is intertwined with the state and the federal government.
Well, the biggest item in most counties' budget, including Allegheny and the counties that serve our 10-county region, is human services. And that money tends to flow from the federal government down through state government and then to the local government. So some of these budgetary discussions that are going on regarding cutting Medicaid are starting to impact certainly the state budget, and you're starting to see that with the Shapiro administration, Senator Ward, Senator Pittman having these discussions. And where we're going to see a lot of it, I think, is in the rural communities that really rely on Medicaid, not just for the treatment of the patients, but actually the keeping open of these rural hospitals.
100% correct.
And so the impact of what's going on in Washington is going to flow to the state, and the budget is supposed to be due in a couple of weeks. I don't think it will be. Most people are saying it's going to go beyond the June.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
30th deadline, but that Medicaid portion is such a big component of where we are, and where that ultimately lands is going to affect all of us.
And we that's the problem, is we don't know yet what those numbers are. It's hard to create a budget when you don't know what the number is that you're working with.
Exactly.
And whether it's a small budget or a large budget, you need to know. I understand the need to cut waste and fraud. I certainly do. But it seems some of these broader cuts are going to affect people that aren't in those categories.
And that's the argument. Is it waste and fraud? Is it people that shouldn't be on certain programs like Medicaid and others? But really, are you going to cut it away from people who really do need it and really do deserve it? And deserve, obviously, is a subjective type of take. But, you know, again, it's starting to affect things. And you're starting to see comments, again, from state leaders, and even a county executive is, you know, concerned about some of the community development block grant funding and some of the, again, some of the Medicaid cuts that could affect the citizens of not just Allegheny County, but, you know, southwestern Pennsylvania.
We're getting another presidential visit, this because of the data center and the technology, and there are supposed to be some more announcements, which would be, I presume, good for the region.
Yeah, and to give Senator McCormick some kudos. He's really been pushing this to really get Washington and the administration involved in how southwestern Pennsylvania can be such a data center and AI hub of the nation. And so it was announced that in the middle of July, the President Trump is coming back to an event at CMU, and it's going to be focused on energy, data centers, AI, all the needs that we have, but also the benefits that we have here. And the one thing I know about this president, when he goes somewhere, he likes to make a big announcement. And typically those big announcements are, we're going to have a big development. We're going to have a big program. So stay tuned. We don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, the senators putting this, Senator McCormick and his team are putting this together. I think a lot of it will involve workforce training and all the workers we're going to need to provide some of the things like we've seen at Homer City and some of the other big projects that are becoming into our region.
So many promising financial boosts potentially on all fronts here in the region.
Yeah, the job chain, if you will. We talk about supply chain, but the job chain from everywhere, from the AI, you know, software engineers on down to the people that are maintaining and developing the energy, the microgrids that are going to be provided, and the you know, the everything that's along energy and maintenance is going to be important. But there's opportunities for jobs for Pittsburghers.
All right, you're going to hear about some amazing robotics happening now as they get ready to open the new airport. K-Morning Show, Larry Richard with Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, always illuminating us on what's going on in our 10-county area, including the city of Pittsburgh and your alma mater, CMU, putting out a lot of great things. And right now, some testing going on, I hear, at the new airport.
Well, we've been talking about, obviously, the new airport, the new airport, as some of people would call it, as we get ready to open that up in a couple of months. And there's a lot of testing and innovation that's going to be changing the way most of us travel. And one of those is around robotics. And there's a company in Pittsburgh, a CMU spinoff, no surprise, called Journey Robotics. And we're here to talk to the CEO today, Reg Allen. And Reg, tell us first of all about what people can expect at the airport and all the changes that will occur and the improvements that, you know, those poor baggage handlers that have to have bad backs and bad shoulders and all the things that they are doing. First of all, welcome, Reg.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Rich. So yes, Journey Robotics is really working on baggage handling. Commercial aviation is growing at a rapid rate. It's hit a $1 trillion market last year, and it's suffering from a lack of, you know, employees, just like every industry out there. We know there's, you know, lots of shortages, and bags are just heavy. They're 40 pounds on average. So if you have over 140 bags on a flight, you can have somebody lifting 3 tons in 20 minutes. That's just very damaging to their body. So we're working on a robotic system that drops in and includes a robotic arm, end-of-arm tool, computer vision that gives you consistent, fast baggage handling, helping to reduce wait times, fewer delays, really improving that passenger experience while also helping, you know, the workforce really have better lives. So that's what we're up to.
That's pretty cool because, as Rich has told us, there used to be, and still is today, 8 miles of conveyor belts to get the bags to where they need to be now. That will be shortened too, which will help tremendously.
For sure. You know, Pittsburgh International, from what I've seen from being on the inside, is really working on that, streamlining the process by bringing the ground side and the air side closer together. They're able to have a much shorter distance. Distance is time, and by getting that all more compact, that should give us all a more enjoyable experience at Pittsburgh International.
So, Ray, we're excited, certainly, at the new airport as we open up. But the fact that this is being developed here, that your company's developing here, and then this is going to be used, I'm sure other airports are certainly interested and airlines are interested. As you said, the shortages, the workers' comp issues, all those type of things. So we could see your company really exporting this all over the world and really providing an economic boost to what's going on here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
That's for sure. It's great to build it in our hometown of Pittsburgh. We have all the talent from University of Pittsburgh and CMU, you know, that AI robotics talent. Then we have a very supportive airport that's allowing us to perfect the technology within a real airport environment, which gives us great street cred to the rest of the world. And recently, Keith Gunnett, our CTO, and I just went to Europe last week. Met with Amsterdam's airport called Schiphol. We did a tour of Heathrow in London. All of those groups are very interested in what we have going on because of the support of Pittsburgh International. So we're looking at perfecting it here at home, but then hopefully exporting it by early next year.
So how did you guys get started? Tell us the genesis of Journey Robotics, and how did a bunch of CMU folks kind of get together and decide to do this?
Our history really starts with another CMU startup called RE Squared Robotics, which spun out of the National Robotic Engineering Center in 2001. So most of the founders, came from RE Squared. And at RE Squared, we developed robots and autonomous systems for many complex problems, including airport operations. We did everything from underwing refueling to water servicing. And at that time, we got to collaborate with international airports and really learned about this problem set. And that company ended up, going through its course. It was around for 21 years. And a bunch of us wanted to continue going after this problem we believe in strongly. So we reformed as Journey Robotics last March. And we already have a prototype working in an airport. So we're moving rapidly.
Well, congratulations to what you're doing. I know the Pittsburgh Business Times recently said Journey Robotics is one of the one of the top 10 innovative companies in the region. And again, what you guys are doing, not just to improve the customer experience for those of us traveling out of Pittsburgh International Airport, but the economic impact that you can continue to provide here for us in the region is really going to be impactful for many years to come. So congratulations.
Thank you, Reg.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me this morning.
All right. Thanks, Reg.
Journey Robotics CEO Reg Allen on the Big K Morning Show.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk.
We remind U.S. citizens not to travel to Israel or Iraq, and not to travel to Iran under any circumstances.
A travel warning from the State Department after another wave of Israeli airstrikes today targeting military targets around Iran, as President Trump considers joining Israel on strikes of Iran's nuclear sites.
And Rich, as you know, there are quite a number of people that do travel to Israel from the region here.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's a game changer for anyone traveling, at least in the short term.
Absolutely.
Another day of intense downpours yesterday as some communities continue to deal with flooding.
We had anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches reported with that heavy rainfall.
Yeah, meteorologist Jason Fraser there talking about how much rain we got and more anticipated today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we're a little waterlogged, but Jason told us we're not going to get as much rain today, which is good news.
That is. That's a relief.
We need a break.
Yes, for sure.
The Panthers begin to celebrate. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
And and the Florida Panthers repeating as Stanley Cup champions.
So just south, Tampa did it last, and then before that it was the Penguins.
Yeah.
You know what I miss, Rich? Watching those playoff games when the Penguins were in it.
You would literally sit on the edge of your seat as you watched the last period, or the, you know, when they're up by a goal and the goalie gets pulled. It is. And who would have thought, though, that Florida would become the Stanley Cup, you know, between Tampa Bay and the Panthers. Where's the Montreal Canadiens, the Canadian teams? What's happening to the NHL?
The Canadian teams have not won a Stanley Cup in 32 seasons.
Amazing.
Ouch. We'll have a final word with Rich Fitzgerald coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.